So he wants more together.
On the day to that first.
Our God and Father,
we
do thank you knowing that you will take care of us. We know that you will take care of us because we have the Lord Jesus as our merciful and faithful High Priest. Who has suffered unto death and has entered into the heavenly sanctuary. And he is sitting there at your right hand. So give us strength to run the race that you have called us to. Help us not to lose heart. Help us not to turn aside. Help us to know and fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen. Our passage this morning pictures the Christian life as a race. Verse 1 says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The great need of this race is endurance. That we may run to the end and inherit the promise of God. As Hebrews 6:11-12 says, and we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
所以里面说希望你们不要懒散，然后一直奔跑到最后，可以得着将来要得的奖赏。
This is the race each of us must run.
这是我们每个人都要奔跑的路程。
And it is also the race that God has called us to run together.
而且这是神呼召我们一起奔跑的路程。
We are to encourage each other to love and good works, Hebrews 10:24.
圣经说，第十章23节，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
We are to lift our drooping hands and strengthen our weak knees.
我们要把我们下垂的手、发酸的腿给挺起来。
We are to make straight paths for our feet, Hebrews 12:12-13.
十二章13节说，我们要把自己的脚的道路给修直了。
So each of us is responsible not only to run the race, but also to encourage our brothers and sisters to do the same.
所以我们不只是顾到自己的道路，还要顾到弟兄姐妹的道路，要完成他们的比赛。
Our passage today gives us three keys to strengthen ourselves and one another to endurance.
这个经文告诉我们三个重点，怎么样完成这个比赛。
These will be our three points for this morning's sermon.
这也是我们今天信息的三个重点。
First of all, remember the cloud of witnesses.
第一个，要纪念那云彩般的见证人。
Second, lay aside every weight and sin.
第二个，要 脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Third, look to Jesus.
第三个，仰望耶稣。
First, remember the cloud of witnesses.
第一个，纪念那云彩般的见证人。
12 verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with endurance.
第十二章一节说，我们既然有云彩般的见证人围绕着我们。
Who are the witnesses that surround us?
那谁是这些云彩般的见证人围绕着我们呢？
In saying, therefore, since we are surrounded, we understand these are the Old Testament saints mentioned in chapter 11.
他说，既然我们有这云彩般的见证人，那既然指的是旧约里面那许多信心的伟人。
The famous passage in Hebrews called the Hall of Faith.
在这个旧约里面说那些信心的见证。
These are the witnesses that surround us.
这些都是过去的见证人。
And they are both witnesses to us and witnesses of us.
他们一方面见证了信心的路是什么？他们一方面见证了信心的路程是什么？他们一方面围绕着我们，看着我们，做了我们的见证人。Witnesses
to the race and witnesses of the race.
他们一方面见证了这个道路是什么样子，他们一方面也围绕着我们，看着我们，做了我们的见证人。
They are witnesses to us.
他们为我们做了见证，这个道路是如何。
Their testimony lives on and is speaking to us.
他们过去的故事，他们的见证仍然对我们说话。
Hebrews 11:4 says of Abel, and through his faith, though he died, he still speaks.
希伯来十一章四节说，亚伯因着信，他虽然死了，借着这信仍然说话。
These witnesses testify to the course, the goal, and the power to run the race.
这些见证告诉我们，这个路程，它的力量，它的信心在。
They witness to the course of the race. It is a course of costly obedience to God's call.
他见证了这个路程是一个需要用信心做顺服的工作。
Hebrews 11:8 says, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance.
希伯来十一章八节说，亚伯拉罕因着信顺服的时候，往他将来得为业的地方去。
He went out not knowing where he was going.
他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
It is a course of pleasing God.
他走的路是一条取跑神喜悦的道路。
Hebrews 11:5 says of Enoch, now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God.
然后希伯来十一章五节说，以诺因着信，他走一条讨神喜悦的道路。
So there is only one race for us to run, the race of obedience.
所以他们见证了这条路是什么道路？这条路是一条顺服神、讨神喜悦的道路。
But we see.From these witnesses, that though there is one race, it can take on many forms.
但是我们从他们的见证看到，这条道路有很多不同的形式。
What do offering a lamb, building an ark, leaving a fatherland, placing a child in the Nile, receiving spies of an invading country have to do with each other?
所以你看到这些旧约的伟人他们做的见证，他们献上。孩子作为羔羊为祭，他们建造了方舟，他们离开了本地本族富家，他们把孩子放在尼罗河的河水里面，他们派遣了这个 spy 间谍去探查那个地，这些信心的动作之间有什么关联性呢？
The answer seems to be not much.
这些信心的动作之间看起来好像没有太多相似的地方。
But each is.The unique act of obedience that is part of the one race.
但是每一个特殊的信心的行动都属于这个伟大的信心旅程的一部分。
And so it is for us.
所以对我们来说，我们的信心行动是什么？
As individuals, the race will take on different forms.
所以我们每一个个人来说，我们的生命的信心行动都有不同的形式。
Running it will look different for parents, youth, and children.
我们对做父母亲的来说，信心的路是一种方式，对做儿女来说，信心的路又是另外一种方式。
It will differ according to the particular responsibilities of our job.
看我们的工作是什么
？Our studies.
我们的学业是什么
？Our relationships.
我们的人际关系是什么模式
？Our limitations.
我们天然的限制是什么
？But it is all part of the one race of God's calling.
神量给我们信心的路程都有不同的形式，但都是同一个伟大的路程的一部分。
So also as a church, our race will take on various forms.
所以对一个教会来说，我们信心的路程也有不同的模式。
We have gone through a special time.
我们这个教会才刚刚经过一个特别的过程。
A unique stretch of the race.
神让我们经过一个特别的考验。
That of being without a pastor.
我们有很长的时间没有一位牧者。
God has led us on this leg of the race to teach us to rely on.
神让我们通过了这一段特别的路程，来教导我们一个特别的功课，去依靠他。
So we would not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from His mouth.
所以我们不会依靠这世界上的粮食，而是依靠神口里所出的一切话。
That He would grow us in His will.
所以神让我们在他的旨意里面成长。
We've had to take on more responsibility.
我们每个人都学习承担更多的责任。
Exercise and grow muscles.
我们都在操练我们属灵的肌肉。
In some cases, discover muscles we didn't know were there.
那有时候我们发现一些隐藏的肌肉，我们从来不知道我们拥有它。
And like the day after the first sports practice of the season.When using muscles long unused, sometimes we've grown sore.
就像在预赛之前，体育员在练习的时候，第一天都肌肉非常的酸痛。
That is all part of the strengthening of our faith.
那我们经历那些酸痛，其实也是在强化我们的属灵肌肉，我们的信心的过程。
And I want to encourage us, as we near the end of this leg of the race, let us finish well.
所以我想要利用这种机会来鼓励我们自己所有每一个人。我们现在已经快要跑完这一段路程，让我们把这段路程好好的跑完它。
Let us endure, not grow slack or lazy.
让我们忍耐地奔跑，把它好好地跑完，不要在最后关头变成懒散。
Let us also see that our race continues as we install a pastor.
让我们看到，就算牧师来了以后，神量给我们的信心路程还没有结束，我们还要继续地奔跑下去。
But obedience takes on new forms.
而信心所生发的顺服有很多不同的形式。
We must welcome him.
我们在新牧师来之后有新的顺服的功课，我们要学习欢迎他，
accept him，
要接纳他，
submit to him，
我们要顺服他，
support and encourage him，
我们要支持他，鼓励他。
Together as a church, this is what endurance looks like for us in the coming months.
我们要作为一个合一的教会，一起与他同工。
So these Old Testament witnesses witness to the nature of the course. It is one of costly obedience in the specific context of God's call.
所以这些旧约如影惨败的见证围绕着我们，他们见证了信心的道路是一条顺服的道路。
Second, the witnesses that surround us witness to the goal of the race.
然后第二个，这些影惨败的见证人，他们见证了这条道路的终极目标是什么？
In Hebrews 11, the goal of the race is called our inheritance, verse 8.
在希伯来书11章8节说，这条道路最后会得到永恒的基业。
It is called the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
这终极的基业是一个永存的城市，它的根基是神自己亲自设计建造。
It's verse 10, and it is called our true homeland, verse 14.
第十节跟第十四节说，那是我们的家乡，是更美的家乡。
Verse 16 says it is a better country that is a heavenly one.
那是一个更美的家乡，是在天上的家乡。
This reward of the race that all the Old Testament saints were seeking.This is the reward of the race that they were seeking through costly obedience.
这个永恒的赏赐是旧约的众圣徒们与我们一样共同所盼望羡慕的。
They were seeking a heavenly country.
他们在羡慕的是天上永恒的家乡。
But it is important to know that Hebrews says none of them reached it.
但是很重要的是，旧约里面的这些圣徒们，他们还没有在有生之年亲自到达那里。
Verse 13 of chapter 11 says.These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles.
希伯来书十一章十三节说，这些人就约这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
At the end of chapter 11, it says, all these, though commended through their faith.Did not receive what was promised, since God has provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
在希伯来书十一章三十九到四十节，最后在十一章的结尾说，这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
The Old Testament saints were looking forward to the heavenly homeland, but they did not reach it in their lives.
旧约众圣徒他们都在盼望那永恒的更美的家乡，但是他们当时还没有进到那个家乡里。
So they witnessed to the course of the race and the goal of the race. And finally, the great theme of Hebrews 11, these Old Testament saints witnessed to the power to run the race.
在旧约的圣徒他们见证了这个道路是一个需要顺服的道路，也见证了这个道路的终极目标是永恒的家乡，而他们也见证了这个道路所需要的是信心的力量。
The power is faith.
这个力量，这个所需要的力量是信心。
When we read Hebrews 11, we see that the refrain is by faith.
在希伯来书第十一章前前后后最重要的一个主题就是信心。
The race of costly obedience of pleasing God is run by faith.
这个道路里面能够讨神喜悦，最重要的就是信心。
Verse 6 says, Without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him.
11章16节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Faith sees the unseen promise of God.
信心使我们能够看得见那看不见的上帝所应许的看不见的事。
Sees the unseen God of promise.
信心让我们能够看见那看不见的上帝的应许。
Faith sees that the promise is so much greater than the pleasures of sin.
信心让我们把 那个看不见的应许看得比罪还要更加的宝贵跟伟大。
It sees that God is so much greater than the threats of his enemies.
信心让我们把上帝看得比这些威胁和上帝的敌人看得更大。
So Hebrews 11:24-27 says of Moses.
所以希伯来十一章二十四到二十七节关于摩西这样说。
By faith he, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.Choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin, he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
所以摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱。比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得的赏赐。
It says, by faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
So the great key to endurance is faith.
所以那让我们能够忍耐的关键是信心。
So the witnesses that surround us witness to the course of obedience, the prize of the heavenly city, and the power of faith.
所以在云彩般的见证人，他们见证了信心的道路是什么，是需要顺服。信心的道路是终极目标，是更美的家乡。信心的道路需要力量的信心。
They are witnesses to us, but they are also witnesses of us.
不过他们不光是向我们做了见证，这道路是什么？他们本身也围绕着我们，看着我们，做了我们的见证人。
These Old Testament saints are portrayed as witnesses of us.
这些旧约的见证人，他们被描述成好像在旁边观看，看我们在做什么。
Verse 1 speaks of a cloud of witnesses.
这边说他们是云彩般的见证人。
A crowd that surrounds us as we run the race.
当我们在跑我们的道路的时候，他们像云彩一样在旁边围绕着。
The imagery is one of the stadium or the amphitheater.
这个围绕的感觉好像在环形剧场、环形运动场里面。
With the Old Testament saints as spectators to the race.
然后旧约的这些见证人，他们就像观众一样坐在那里观看。
This image presents our race in a different context than we so often see and feel.
那这个就让我们的竞赛放在一个不一样的情境里面。
Do we not often feel ourselves running alone?
我们不是常常觉得我们在奔跑我们的路程，觉得很孤单寂寞吗？
Surrounded and bombarded on every side by the world.
我们觉得我们自己在奔跑，这个世界围绕着我们，世界在攻击我们。
There are only distractions and discouragements.
那世界只是在分我们的心，只是在搅乱我们。
But then Hebrews 12 verse 1 encourage us to another perspective.
但是希伯来书十二章一节给我们一个不一样的观点。
Running surrounded by the saints that have gone before us.
我们在奔跑的时候，我们是被众圣徒所围绕着。
They are urging us on.
他们在鼓励我们往前奋进。
Reminding us by their example that the prize is infinitely greater than the cost.
他们是从前的运动员，他们在做了榜样，然后鼓励我们也完成这个竞赛。
Both pictures are true.
两个图像都是正确的。
The hostility of the world.
这个世界对我们有敌意。
But also the communion of saints.
但是我们与众圣徒有一个亲密的连接。
And in the more tangible hostility of the world, may we not lose sight.Of the communion of saints.
即便这个世界的敌意看起来很真实，但让我们不要忘记，我有圣徒们的围绕。
If you will, may we know that we come from a spiritual line of runners.
让我们不要忘记，我们是在一个属灵的队伍里面。
Running is in our blood.
然后我们本来就是生下来要去奔跑。
May we in the pages of Scripture hear their witness urging us on.
让我们在这里可以听到这些属灵的声音在。
So the first key to endurance is this: remember the great cloud of Old Testament witnesses.
所以让我们听见这些云彩般的见证人的声音。
That testify to obedience through faith in the promise of God.
他们做了美好的见证，我们可以靠着信心，然后完成顺服的奔跑道路。
The second key our author gives us is to lay aside every weight and sin.
然后在这个经文关于这个道路第二个关键点是，
Verse 1 says, Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance.
这边第十二章一节说，我们既有这许多见证人才般围绕着我们，就当放下各样重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
As the ancient athletes stripped down to compete, so the Christian is to lay aside every weight that would slow or weary us.
对啊，古代希腊竞技场上面田径比赛运动员是不穿着衣服来跑出来的，但所以基督徒在奔跑的时候，也应当把所有一切的重担都给卸去。
The weight Hebrews is speaking of may not be a sin for everyone at all times.
在这边讲的各样重担，并不必然是指着好像道德上的错误的事情。
But nevertheless, we feel it hinders us in running.
但是那些不一定是错的事情，但是它成为你的重担，它拦阻你。
It may be a particular show we watch.
也许只是一个你很喜欢看的电视节目。
Or a band we listen to.
也可能你很喜欢的乐团。
A sports team we follow.
你很喜欢的一个球队。
My seminary roommate, who was from Pittsburgh, got so emotionally wrapped up in following the Steelers.
我的神学院的室友，他从匹兹堡来，他就非常热情喜欢 Steelers 这个团队。
He eventually decided to give it up entirely.
到一个程度，他发现他必须完全放弃 Steelers.
It may be the way we use Facebook or Twitter.
然后也许 你太沉迷在 Facebook 跟 Twitter 里面。
Maybe other hobbies or extracurricular activities.
也许是其他的嗜好或者是其他的课外活动。
It may be alcohol.
也许是酒精。
None of these is wrong in itself.
这些东西本身不竟然是错的。
But as Paul says, not everything that is lawful is helpful to us or others.
但是保罗说凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
So without judging others,
但是我们不是要去论断别人。
We need sensitivity to our own hearts. Does this thing hinder or help me in running the race?
我们需要敏感地查验我们自己的内心，我们在做这些事情到底是不是帮助我们完成这个比赛，还是拦住我们。
Second, we must lay aside sin.
第二，我们必须脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Whereas weight slows and wearies us, sin stumbles us.
我们必须明白到这些罪会绊倒我们。
Verse 1 says, it clings so closely.
这些罪缠累着我们。
Or it entangles us.
或者它绊住了我们。
So key to endurance is examination and repentance.
所以、这个意思就是、我们主要说要脱去缠累，就是要我们要悔改。
It is to pray Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24.
它就像在诗篇139篇23到24节这样祷告。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。
Try me and know my thoughts.
试验我，知道我的意念。
See if there be any grievous way in me.
看我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
What is it that keeps us from running well, the race of faith and obedience?
想想什么东西让我没有办法好好的跑这一个信心的道路。
What slows us down or trips us up?
什么东西让我慢下来？什么东西把我绊住了？
Is it perhaps the shame of past failures?
是不是过去失败造成的羞辱绊住了我？
Does your shame cripple you?
是不是你的羞耻绊住了你？
Does the criticism of others weigh on you?
是不是别人的批评绊住了你？
Lay those things aside and run with faith in the God who calls you.
把这些重担放下来，让你继续专心的奔跑吧。
It's amazing that Hebrews 11 includes the name of Rahab in its list of great heroes.
是非常让人惊讶，在希伯来书十一章的信心伟人里面包含了妓女喇合。
She was a Gentile prostitute.
妓女喇合是一个外邦女子，她是一个妓女。
She had to bear all the shame of her profession.
你想象她这一生要因为她曾经做过的职业承担许多的羞辱。
But she put her faith in the God of Israel.
但是她把她的信心放在以色列的神。
She trusted him for her salvation.
她信赖神会拯救她。
Her sin was forgiven.
她的罪被赦免了。
Her shame was covered.
她的羞耻被遮盖了。
She found lasting honor and eternal inheritance.
她在神的身上找到她永恒的基业。
She now stands as a witness to one who ran the race.
如今喇合居然也成为了云彩般的见证人之一，围绕着我。
God will use anyone.
神可以使用任何一个人。
So lay aside your shame and failure and run with faith.
让我们把我们的羞耻跟过去的失败放下来，专心奔跑前面的路程。
Is it our present possessions and our fear of loss?
是我们现在的产业，还是又担心会失去我们的产业拦住我们
？That is slowing us down.
让我们变得缓慢了。
Remember the story of Abraham.
你回想亚伯拉罕的故事。
He left his fatherland.
他离开了他的父家。
He wandered the land living in tents.
他变成一个寄居的过客。
Because he was looking for that city whose builder was God.
他住在帐篷里流浪，但是他盼望的是那永恒的天上的城市。
And God finally gives him a son.
最后神赐给他了一个儿子。
And then he asks him to give him back.
然后神呼唤他把儿子献上为祭。
And Abraham willingly gave up.His most precious.
而亚伯拉罕甘愿地献上他的儿子。
All this in faith that God would be faithful to His promise.
在亚伯拉罕的信心里，他看见神也会信实地实现他一切的应许。
Or is our weight in sin our passions and selfish desires?
是不是我们的热情，我们的自私的欲望拦住我们
？Are our hearts elsewhere?
还是我们内心爱慕的东西拦住我们
？Are we running another race?Besides that of faith and obedience,
是我们走信心与顺服道路的同时，我们又在跑另外一个路程吗
？Again, remember what Hebrews 11 says of Moses.
希伯来书十一章关于摩西这样说
：He chose rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
说他宁愿与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth.Than all the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
So faith in seeing the promised glory moves us to release all encumbrance and sin.
所以信心让摩西让一个人能够专注在神要给他的赏赐，让他离开了这世界上的其他追求。
We cast everything aside and we run.
我们把所有的事情都放下，而我们专心追求神给我们的路。
It's very comforting that this passage tells us to lay aside every weight and sin.
事实上，这个经文是非常安慰人的。神告诉我们，把一切的其他的顾虑放下，专心跑前面的路程。
It does not portray believers as flawless people.
神并不是把他的百姓描述成一个没有瑕疵、没有软弱的人。
And the race as maintaining their flawlessness in the midst of temptations and suffering.
神并不是描述成他们是完美的，他们不需要脱去容易残累的罪，不需要放下重担。
Rather, it presents these people, these saints, as those burdened with weight and tangled in sin.
事实上，就算这些是圣徒们，他们还是要学习放下各样重担，脱去容易残累的罪。
Who need again and again to hear the call.To repentance and faith.
他们一次一次的需要在信心的路上学习顺服，放下重担，脱去罪。
This brings us to the final point, the greatest key of endurance.
所以这将我们带到这个信息的最后一点，就是信心的焦点是忍耐。
Look to Jesus.
让我们在忍耐中来到仰望信心的耶稣。
Verse 1 and 2, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely.Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
十二章一到二节说，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易残累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Jesus is called the founder and perfecter of our faith.
耶稣被称为那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The word founder has a sense of one who goes before.
这个创始的这个字义，原来意思是说在前面走的人。
A pioneer that leads the way.
一个前锋，一个开创的人。
One who blazes a trail.
他在前面开了路。
Hebrews 6:19-20 says that Jesus is our forerunner. Who has gone behind the veil into the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary.
他一路走到最前面, 进了天上的天堂。
We remember that the Old Testament saints looked forward to the promise of God.
你记得旧约的众圣徒, 他们都一起盼望要来到神的宝座前。
And they died in faith, having never received the promise.
他们在信心中, 他们的肉身死去, 他们还没有直接得到了神所应许的赏赐。
But Jesus has run the race ahead of us to its end.
而耶稣他自己走了这个路程, 他在我们的前面走到了最后的终点。
The end which no one else could reach.
他自己亲自走到那终点, 是一般凡人没有人可以走到的。
Through his enduring the cross, He has won the joy that was set before him.
借着他的忍耐, 他盼望在十字架的苦难之后会得到那终极的喜乐。
And he has been exalted to the right hand of God.
在那之后, 他被, 升高, 来到神宝座的右边。
And our faith and hope follow him there.
而所有的信心盼望都跟着他的脚步来到那里。
And therefore he is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
因此他是我们信心的
We are called to keep our eyes fixed not merely on the facts of Jesus' suffering and exaltation.
我们被神呼召要把我们眼目定睛在耶稣身上，不只是他受苦的事实，而是他已经进到那里。
But on the person himself now exalted.
他现在他这一位他已经 升高，他已经被尊崇，坐在神的右边。
As we keep our eyes on Him, we see our suffering in light of His.
当我们将我们眼目定睛在耶稣身上, 我们在他的身上明白我们受苦的目的。
Verse 3 says, Consider Him who endured from sinners such hostility against Himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
12章3节说, 当你看着他那忍受罪人这样顶撞, 你们要思想, 免得疲倦灰心。
Also, as our hope, or as we keep our eyes on Him, our faith is set on fire.
当你将你的眼目定睛在耶稣身上，你的信心就如被火一样眺望。
For the joy that was set before Him that allowed Him to enter the cross becomes our joy.
因为正如耶稣当时是摆在前面的喜乐，让他能够忍受十字架苦难。如今那喜乐也成为我们的喜乐，让我们忍受我们的苦难。
It's the joy to be with Him in His glory.
而那喜乐是让我们盼望我们要进到他的荣耀里，与他同在，与他一起同得荣耀。
And as we keep our eyes on Him, our hope is not only set on fire, but it is assured.
让我们将眼目定睛在他身上，我们的信心是有确据的。
Because we see Him there, exalted, victorious over sin and death.
因为我们看见他已经得了荣耀，在那里胜过了死亡。
Over our sin, our death.
他已经得胜，胜过了我们的罪跟死亡。
And as we fix our eyes on the exalted Jesus, we will open our hands to release our weight in sin.
当我们定睛在他身上，看见他已经得胜了这一切，我们会 松开我们的手，放下一切的重担，
and then run to this exalted Savior.
而我们跑向那一位已经被尊崇的基督，
with endurance even through suffering and shame.
使我们能够忍耐，甚至通过一切的羞辱和难处。
One of the great stories of this truth is the early Christian martyr Stephen.
这让我想到一个故事，是在初代教会里面的圣徒，就是斯蒂凡，
who literally gazed on the exalted Lord Jesus in the hour of his death.
他实际上就是全然的定睛仰望在那一位的荣耀的耶稣身上，使他通过了苦难。
Listen to Acts 7:55-60.
在使徒行传7章55到60节这样说，
But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they, the Jews that opposed him, cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears and rushed at him. They cast him out of the city and stoned him. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Yeah, 司提反被迫害的时候，他被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。”众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去把他推到城外，用石头打他。然后他们正用石头打的时候，司提反呼吁主说：“求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。”又跪下，大声喊着说。
Stephen endured unto death by seeing the exalted Lord Jesus.
司提反可以忍耐到底，甚至通过了死亡的考验。Ready
to receive his spirit into glory.
他因为他定睛仰望耶稣，让耶稣接受他的灵魂。And
in that sight, he even became like his Lord.
在那一个刹那间，他甚至就像他的耶稣。
Praying for the forgiveness of those who sinned against him.
他能够在受到死亡逼迫的时候，为那逼迫他的人祷告。We
hear in his prayer the echo of Jesus' Father, forgive them for they know not what they do.
我们听到他的祷告，正如耶稣在十字架上面为那钉他的人祷告说：“父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。” May
we, like Stephen, fix our eyes on the crucified but now exalted Jesus.
让我们像司提反一样，定睛仰望那一位曾经被钉在十字架上，如今得荣耀、被尊崇的耶稣基督身上。In
the stretch of the race, we find ourselves.
在这路程的考验上，让我们发现我们自己是这样的。As
individual believers,
作为一个信徒，and
together as the church,
作为一个教会，let
us run the race of obedience. With endurance.
让我们用信心奔跑那顺服忍耐的路程。Let
us remember the witnesses who have gone before us, who spur us on with their faith in the promise.
让我们一起纪念那云彩般的见证人，他们用信心与顺服奔那前面的路程。Let
us examine ourselves, lay aside every weight and sin that would slow and trip us.
让我们一起醒察我们内心，将那一切拦阻我们、让我们缓慢下来的重担和罪一起放下。And
above all, let us look to Jesus and run after him. The one who out of love for our sake ran ahead and obtained through the cross glory for us all.
那位耶稣他出于爱的缘故为我们死在十字架上，死里复活，得到他的荣耀。Today
may you keep your eyes on him.
今天好不好让我们将眼目定睛于他。
Who is your merciful and faithful high priest?
他是我们慈爱怜悯的大祭司。Who
has run through suffering?
他已经通过了死亡苦难。Is
now seated at the right hand of God.
他如今坐在神宝座的右边。And
is ready to help you.
他已经准备好来扶持我们。And
assures you that you too will finish the race.
他保证我们依靠他，他可以带我们完成这路程。Let's
pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your Son.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你这样的儿子赐给我们。
Who learned obedience through what he suffered.
他借着苦难学会了顺从。
Who became perfect through the cross.
他在十字架上成了完全。
And so gained eternal salvation.
因此为我们赢得了永恒的救恩。
Father, we pray that we would keep our eyes on him.
主啊，求你让我们的眼目可以全然定睛于他。
Our living Savior,
我们永活的救主,
our High Priest,
我们至高的祭司,
Lord, give us endurance to run the race.
主啊，让我们忍耐奔跑前程。
Take our eyes off all those things that seduce us.
让我们将我们的眼目转离那一切引诱我们的事物,
and all the threats that bring us fear.
还有那些威胁我们让我们害怕的事物,
and strengthen us
加添我们的力量,
with the one who's run ahead of us.
让我们依靠那一位在我们前面奔跑的救主。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.